Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan, or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Welcome back to this old camp house, and welcome to South Dakota. We've made our annual trek here to hunt pheasants and laugh, eat, enjoy. It's a 100-year-old tradition here in South Dakota, pheasant hunting. We're going to learn that history on the show today from a fellow named John Cooper. John has held every position from game warden to commissioner with the Fish and Game Department here in South Dakota. Heck of a smallmouth fisherman. We always try to get together when we can and go chase smallmouth on Lake Oahe when I'm up here. And of course, as always, our more than gracious hosts are David Heelan and Angela Heelan with Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, about 14 miles north of Pierce, South Dakota. The cabins are comfortable, big porch overlooking Lake Oahe. All the guys have their own private bedrooms, bathrooms, with big screen TVs in them to escape for a little privacy at the end of a long day of hunting or catching a Oahe walleye and smallmouth. And I'm glad you're here in this camp house with us today. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by a product called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is for the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. It gently settles them over time, calms their behavior without drugging them. It's Calming Care from the same folks that make Purina Pro Plan. Calming Care. Ask your vet about it. You look at a map, you might pronounce it Pierre. A lot of folks do. But around here, they pronounce it Pierre, South Dakota. And even though it's the state capital with a beautiful Capitol building, the population sign on the edge of town that reads 13,000 and change, and the mighty Missouri River that pushes its way right down through the middle of things, dividing the town of Pierre from Fort Pierre, even smaller, and dividing Mountain Time from Central Time, gives away the story that this is a community where most folks seem to know each other. A community built on the opportunity that the Missouri River would bring about a century and a half ago. When the city of Pierre was barely 40 years old, someone had the bright idea to bring pheasants into the state. Little did they know at that time that the pheasant would grow in legend even greater than the massive South Dakota cattle industry or agriculture business. It's the pheasant that has brought curious shotgunners from all over the world, time and time again, for 100 years. Hey, in your mind, I want you to come on right now and just walk through this South Dakota cornfield with me. You won't travel far before the roosters start blowing up through the corn like fireworks tracing across the sky. It's your job to bring this situation back to earth. Dog handlers singing to their dogs, shotgunners grinning ear to ear, claiming, "I shot that one, and maybe even that one," and they're holding a two-barrel gun, and others already explaining why that pheasant that flew right up their nose is still flying. Families, friends, business associates, grandpas and teenagers. Journey the fields of South Dakota with us this time around as we take our annual pheasant hunt in just north of Pierce, South Dakota. You're welcome to bring your dog along on the hunt. Just make sure he behaves, doesn't stretch too far out, put the birds in the air before we're ready. And we don't need him to chew the birds, we just need him to retrieve them. And for that long road trip to get here to these fields, you might want to order Fortiflora from Chewy.com. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic from the trusted name Purina. Fortiflora. stops, and even prevents GI upset in our dogs. Forta Flora. Boy, oh boy, is it a big day in Nebraska. You guys have been waiting for this one. It's the firearm deer season today through next Saturday. Luke Meduna, big game program manager for the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, says, hey, excellent deer numbers. We should have a great season in Nebraska. Firearm season opened in Michigan yesterday. I haven't seen the number, but I know school absenteeism was high. Them kids ain't going to go to school opening day in Michigan. And it's also the opener today in Indiana. Good luck. Send pictures for the bragging board, bbkoradio.com. When you do come to South Dakota to hunt these famous pheasants, you might as well hurry up and slow down. You can't hunt till 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to find out why when we come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. God bless America.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's new premier shotgun range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the west of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com. When you serve up that white-tailed deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, And it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there. And it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody, and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, I know you guys in Florida are going to have a blast today. It's nice and warm down there. It's been a little chilly up here in South Dakota, but today and tomorrow are the Florida Sportsman Expo Days, Tampa's Florida Fairgrounds. Fishing tackle, offshore, inshore, fishing boats, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, outdoor apparel, marine art, hunting gear, more than 88,000 square feet of show floor. Plus seminars, 35 seminars today, 35 again tomorrow, on six different stages. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will be there hosting the Kids Fishing Derby. That's going to be outside in the fairgrounds stocked pond. Have fun today and tomorrow, Florida Sportsman's Expo, Tampa. One of my South Dakota buddies, Coop, John Cooper, served our country in Vietnam and afterwards decided to put those degrees in forensics to work. He did that for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He worked in law enforcement there. 22 years. His last mission put him in Pierre, South Dakota. And there he met the governor, Bill Janklow. Governor Janklow convinced Coop to become the secretary or head for the State Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And then when Mike Rounds took the office as governor in 2003, he asked Coop to stay in that cabinet post. Coop served as secretary from 1995 to 2007, then worked two more years on a contract basis, and then as part of the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. 6 years on the commission, two of those as chairman. Super interesting guy, great fisherman, great hunter, and I visited with him a little bit about why pheasants are so prevalent in South Dakota and why I can't start hunting till 10 in the morning. Fetch him up!
How did these birds get to South Dakota?
They came in, basically the first transplant came from Oregon, and it was back in the 20s, and it was an experiment. And Redfield, South Dakota was the location where the department picked to offload about 300 birds, mixed hens and roosters. And over the course of about a 3.5-4 year period, with a lot of care by the landowners who hosted where these birds were released and a lot of work on the manipulation of habitat and measuring where they like to be and what they like to eat and what our survival rates were dependent upon, etc., we've just been super successful in South Dakota. It has just about everything that we need. It has an intermix of croplands, an intermix of prairie grass, which is critically important to nesting, and a whole series of water systems with wetlands and dry draws and intermittent streams and things like that. And so, we basically have cold enough winters, fairly mild springs, and then our ability to go through the summer to raise pheasants. Everything is lined up in South Dakota.
This place, I think God had this place in mind when he created the pheasant, for sure, because they have flourished here. And finally, tell me about this. The first 2 weeks of the season, I can't go pheasant hunting till noon. After that, I can't hunt until 10 a.m. I'm up at 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning, John. Why have I got to sit around and wait like that?
What it boils down to is it doesn't have much anything to do with biological reasons. It doesn't have anything to do with the pheasants being on the roost or being out on the roads graveling or any of that kind of stuff. What it's got to do with
is that original transplant. The farmers who were involved in volunteering to help work with the department and have those pheasants on their property and go through all the research and stuff that those original guys did, there when the department announced a season that we're going to have a hunting season, the department basically went with the same way we'd always do most upland birds. You know, start at sunrise and you end at sunset. And the rancher said, and the farmer said, oh, wait a minute, we did all this work and we got chores to do. So you guys can't open this season until we're done feeding our cows and working on our equipment. And so the reason we have a noon start for the first 2 weeks is because tradition. It's because kind of a homage and a thank you to all the farmers out there that got to get their chores done before they can go pick up their shotgun.
Are you pulling my leg, John?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what happened. They basically sat down in front of the commission and they said, come on, man, you guys got to give us opportunity here first. And you know, it made sense when you think about it. And so bottom line is, it's a gentleman's hunt. You don't have to get up at crack of dawn and get out, you know. So
that's old school, and I like it. It gives you time for a great breakfast, a little camaraderie. We can do a little Bible study in the morning before we get out on the South Dakota prairie chasing pheasants. Prairie chicken numbers are good this year. That's been a bonus this week. So have sharptails. Calming Care, that's the name of the product for the overactive dog in your house. Always jumping on people, barking all the time. Settle that safely and slowly over time with Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. Well, we're going to jump on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line now. Take a little trip about 800 or 900 miles south of here to another one of my favorite spots, the White River, Arkansas, North Fork River. That's where Michael Samundic is standing by. Good to have you on the show with me, Michael. You've done something pretty cool, and I want to share that with folks. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. I listen to you all the time, every Saturday morning.
Michael Samundic from North Fork, Arkansas, a place that I dearly love and have fished many, many times up there in your woods. But you have done something a little bit different to your boat where you're wheelchair accessible now. I've fished in a lot of tournaments where I'm partnered with someone in a chair, and it's difficult to keep them out of the lake sometimes, trying to get that chair over into the boat and then back on the dock. But you've solved that problem. Tell us what you've done.
Well, I built a hatch that I bolted to the front of my boat, and I had to cut 10.5 inches off the height. It's 31 inches wide. I can pull up to any launching ramp in the world, open the hatch, and now a wheelchair can just roll in and roll out with very little help.
That's pretty amazing. And for people to get a mental picture of this, picture those boats that we have seen from those famous photos of World War II, where our military rolled off those boats onto the beach and the front hatch dropped down. That's basically what you've done, right?
Yes, sir. I basically turned my riverboat into an LST.
Well, I'm guessing this not only works on docks, but you could just beach your boat and lay that thing down, and someone on shore could come join you in a chair.
Anywhere where the bank is not very steep. Now, all boat ramps are not made equal. There's where the help comes in to get down to the boat and back up to the vehicle.
Right. I guess you just nose in and then tie off the boat securely, drop your ramp, and help your passenger aboard. You've been guiding on the White River for how long now?
My 43rd year. After Nome, I bummed around the country a little and came to visit my grandparents, who retired here in 1964, and I started fishing for trout here in 1965.
You pulled some pretty nice fish out of there. I know you caught a 17-pound brown.
Oh, yes, sir. A customer did that.
Well, if we want to see your invention, and maybe somebody is thinking they might need one of those. Tell us how we can get in touch with you and where we can see it online.
Well, I do have a Facebook page, and you can go to my Facebook page with my name spelling, and there is a video of it, of me going in and out below the North Fork Dam on the North Fork River.
Very familiar with that spot. And very slowly, spell your name and so that we can find you on Facebook.
Michael M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Samundic, S-I-M-U-N-D-I-C. And you can't miss my boat running on the river because I have it painted with a Vietnam service ribbon. because I served there in 1971 to 72.
Michael Simundic on the White River in North Fork River, Arkansas. Hey, if you're in a chair and thought your fishing days were over from a boat, now with this invention that Mike has, you can enjoy the beauty of the White River and all those fabulous trout. We have his info at bbkoradio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
So much to see that it will take 2 full days. Plan your trip to Dallas now for the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us in the camphouse here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Sure do appreciate it, and we would love to hear from you. Easy to contact us at bbkoradio.com. Like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Leave a note on the door. Let us know where you listen to the show. And by the way, there's a 2-hour podcast each week right there at bbkoradio.com. You can listen on that long commute, those long hours in the deer blind. Don't forget your earbuds. Or maybe on the bow of the boat, wherever you want, whenever you want, BBKO Radio. I want to pick up my conversation with John Cooper now. A long and distinguished career with the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And I want to talk about the big game opportunities that South Dakota offers. You know, when you come up here to Pheasant Hut, as you drive the two lanes, as you fish out on Lake Oahe, gazing up on the shoreline, and as you follow those bird dogs through the crops, you'll be pretty impressed with the deer that get up, the mule deer, the whitetail deer. They grow them big in South Dakota. And I think this state maybe gets overlooked a little bit by the traveling hunter. John, talk to us a little bit about hunting your deer here in the state of South Dakota. Is it a drawn hunt? Can we come from out of state and buy a tag over the counter? How's it work?
Deer hunting is very closely managed up here, and it's managed once again with our landowners in mind. Our landowners automatically get a deer license if they manage a certain number, a minimum number of acres. And those licenses come right off the top of the allotment. First off the top, landowners. And then the residents put in for the units, and they'll draw. They can request first choice and second choice, and so the vast majority of our deer hunting here in South Dakota is aimed at satisfying the residents. However, there's a classification, and I would encourage any of your folks that are really want to get into the details of this, go on to the website, go on to the GFP website, pull up South Dakota, get to the GFP Game Fish and Parks website, and you'll go through there. You'll see a license called the Special Buck License. It's not a cheap license. I don't know. I think it was started off at $500. I think it's around that same price right now. But that is a pretty unique license. That allows the non-resident. You can get a resident special buck and or a non-resident special buck. It allows a non-resident person to a non-resident hunter to be able to make contact with landowners in open units and make their own working relationships with the landowners to hunt on that particular piece of property within that open unit that special buck license applies to. So it's a pretty unique license, and that would be something that your listeners should take a look at. The other thing is, though, non-residents can also apply for any of the leftover licenses that come down, and that's especially true in terms of out west. there are usually leftover licenses. Now, the leftover licenses are all in a pool also, and for the most part, if they don't get drawn, then they could also take a look at that special buck option.
Yeah.
But all of that is really clearly explained. It's hard for me to go through that just in our short.
Well, you did a really good job.
But go on the website,
yeah.
and if they still have questions, then there's a whole series of numbers they can call in order to get clarification on something they might be confused on.
Very good. What species of turkeys do you guys have running around up here, John?
That's one of my other favorite deals. You know, we are mostly Merriam's.
Yep.
Out west in the Black Hills. That's a over-the-counter license. Non-residents can buy that Black Hills unit to hunt Merriam's. And then we have Merriam's on the prairie also. So the prairie licenses, the leftovers, would be available for non-residents to apply. In fact, I have a couple of non-resident buddies of mine that I was in the military with come down and hunt with me.
Good.
So, once again, look on the website. Now, if somebody wants to do two things, we have Easterns also, Eastern Wild Turkeys, which was a big restoration project by Game and Fish, and that's in the eastern counties right next to the Minnesota border.
Okay.
So you're in South Dakota next to the Minnesota border. There's three counties in on a fairly long strip, seven counties or eight counties all total. Great eastern populations. We worked right hand in hand with NWTF. Dr. James Earl Kennemer was up here working with us, and we've had a great success. It's been wonderful success, a great take on behalf of both those eastern turkeys and then our Merriam's in the hills. The Merriam's in the hills stay pretty good shape, except when we have those tough winters.
Yeah.
So right now we're just coming back on turkey numbers in the hills after that tough winter of 2010-2011.
Yeah, I'm tickled to hear that your Easterns have done so well. So you do have a huntable number now, and you're hunting the Eastern.
We are. We got a great opportunity to hunt there. I would make sure that they talk to the landowners. The vast majority of that area out there is privately owned, but there are some parks, and there are some walk-in locations where they can do some turkey hunting there too.
So if you're spoiled with Easterns in your state, I don't want to fool with those Easterns. I shoot Easterns every year. Hey, head for the Black Hills and shoot your Merriam's. Get your Merriam's off your list. John, thank you so much for your time. It's always just a joy to see you and visit with you. I learn something every trip, and I greatly appreciate you.
You're more than welcome, Billy. It's nice to have you back up here. And any of you folks that want to come visit South Dakota, you'd be more than welcome.
John Cooper, lifetime hunter, fisherman, outdoorsman, and longtime leader with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Hey, we've got a little time before we make a run to the coffee pot to visit with one of our pro staff here at BBKO Radio, and that's Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. Larry, always good to see you. Let's talk late-season elk. The bugling has died off for the most part. The patterns have changed. The weather patterns have changed. How do you go about locating and hunting your elk late season?
Well, generally by then they're somewhat herded up, and so there's an opportunity there to spot a herd on a distance. And to what we've done in the past is we'll set up, watch which where these animals are coming in to feed, because a lot of times they'll return to that same place to feed either in the morning or late in the afternoon. So it really comes down to whether it's white-tailed deer or elk or whatever. When you get into those later seasons, food is at a premium, and so the one thing I want to know when I get there is what is the primary food source for those animals during the time frame that we're there. And so try to hunt those food sources as much as you can, and then try to figure out a way how to intercept those animals as they come through maybe a particular little pass or a pinch point or whichever direction they may try to come into, and just set up and wait and be very patient and very quiet.
Yeah. We also know that during that time of year, they're slowly and gradually changing elevation. How long, if you find them coming into a food source, will they come into that for 2 or 3 days, for 2 or 3 weeks?
It really kind of depends upon what the weather is doing. I've seen the snow come in, it pushes them way down, the snow goes back out, they move back up again. So it's pretty much weather dependent on how much snow cover there is and what that food availability is. Or maybe it's a field and they go to it, and over a 2-3 day period, they eat everything up that's there pretty much. Well, then they're going to be moving on. But generally, if they come into an area, there's a pretty good chance, unless something's happened to that food source, they're going to keep coming right back to it for a while.
Most people who are going to go hunt elk don't live in elk country. It's usually a journey for people. They're going to have to travel a little bit to get to Colorado, Montana, wherever they're going, Arizona. So they can't just say, well, tomorrow's going to be perfect.
the rut's in full swing. I'm going elk hunting tomorrow. How do you go about planning on your calendar when to schedule that hunt?
Well, we're based on seasons to begin with, and so that pretty much what comes with late season. I like hunting that late season. I really do because, again, it comes down pretty much to a food source, and you're dealing with large numbers of elk, and elk venison is absolutely out of this world. So usually when it comes to the last part of the season, rather than try to get a bull tag, if I can get a cow tag, I want to try to do that. And then my chances are increased simply because of the availability and the numbers that you do. So I think the best thing to do is if you have a friend or you know somebody that's in the area that you're wanting to hunt, is get in contact with them, find out when they think are going to be down, then schedule your trip according to something like that.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Tony's Bait and Tackle here in Selby, South Dakota. Come here and hunt pheasants with us. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at Spring Creek SD. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Our phone number here in the old camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, and the website bbkoradio.com. From time to time, we give away cool outdoor gear or trips, and you get bonus entries when you like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. Hey, if something's going on in your neighborhood outdoors related and you'd like the folks to know about it, let us know. We'll spread the word. Like the 36th Annual International Auction for the IGFA, the International Game Fish Association. It's coming up Saturday, January 25th at the Ritz-Carlton in Fort Lauderdale Beach, Florida. It all starts at 6 p.m. Incredible items on this auction list. You can learn more when you come see me at bbkoradio.com. Hey, it's time to sit down and visit with our gracious host, David Heelan. David and Angela at Spring Creek have become like family to Robin and myself, my family, friends over the years that have hunted with us here at Spring Creek, fished with us. David, we've been finding a lot of birds. We're going to do that again today, and it's always just so relaxing and fun to come up here and hunt with you guys, eat this good food, enjoy your warm, comfortable cabins by the lake, and this trip is no different. It's just over the top.
Oh, yeah, Billy, it's always great to see you, and we appreciate you coming up for Texas, and yeah, we're going to chase some pheasants, and we're going to have a great time doing it.
You betcha, absolutely. We saw a bunch of birds earlier this week out already, and every day we're seeing a lot of birds. Bird crop this year is good. It's about like it was last year, which was above average and a very good year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the great thing about here in central South Dakota, it just always seems to produce the birds.
Yeah.
We got really good birds this year. They're a little more challenging because the crops, a lot of the crops are still in the field, Billy, but we're still seeing a lot of birds.
Yeah. And if you want to come up and book a trip for next year, you can do that now. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today is consider Spring Creek Resort. These guys have so much to offer for you when you come up and spend time with them. The amenities here are awesome. We're going to get into that. But, boy, the number one thing for me, I'm an old bird dog guy, just like you are, David. They hired a man that understands bird dogs and bird hunting when they hired David Heelan up here to manage this place. You're meticulous about the grounds that you hunt and making sure you have plenty of ground so you're not just beating one little spot to death.
That's right, Billy, and that's what it takes when you're trying to hunt a lot of hunters and you're hunting wild birds. It takes a whole lot of grounds, and we try to do our homework and during the summer and early fall to make sure that we have the grounds with the good cover and the good habitat and good bird numbers where we can handle the number of hunters that we do handle and where everyone will get an opportunity to harvest a limit of pheasants.
Yeah. And you do work very hard to make sure that everybody shoots their limit of pheasants. And to do that, you've got to think this thing through. Now, you might have a 14-year-old out there on his first ever pheasant hunt. You might have a field full of seasoned hunters. And you might have an 80-year-old granddad who loves to hunt pheasants, but he can't walk some of the more challenging stuff. So you've got enough country you can really take care of folks.
That's right, and that's important to us, and we build our business on return clientele, And we expect and we want everyone that comes to visit Spring Creek and hunts with Spring Creek South Dakota Outfitters to have a great time and want to come back and hunt again.
You bet. And it makes it real easy to do that when you've got good food. If you can feed people good, you're going to make them happy. And, boy, you feed us good at Spring Creek. Walleye. You guys do walleye, I think, 7 different ways. Great steaks. You guys are known, and you have award-winning steaks. Your restaurant has really made a name for itself over the years.
Oh, yeah, we got a great local following here. The restaurant, you know, during the summer, during fishing season, 7 days a week, it's just wall to wall. We really appreciate all the local support, and that gives us the opportunity to feed all the hunters and show them the type of meals and the good food that we do day in and day out.
Yeah. Let's talk about bird dogs a little bit. You guys need to know that when you hunt behind David's dogs here at Spring Creek in South Dakota Hunting and Fishing Lodge, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, about 14 miles, you're going to be hunting behind championship bird dogs. David's a bird dog guy. From his roots down in Georgia, all of his life he's had bird dogs. Champion bird dogs. He's won a lot of field trials. You don't put people out there behind junk, because nothing is more fun than hunting behind a good dog. Nothing is worse than hunting behind junk.
That's true, Billy, and the hunters that come up here, I really feel that they appreciate hunting behind good dogs. And after we do a push or two and they see these dogs work, it really makes the hunt that much more fun. And the dogs showing out and doing what they're supposed to do, loving it out there, and really being bird crazy and going after those retrieves, it just makes for a great time. We don't ever hunt without hunting behind dogs.
Yeah. And, man, you talk about retrieving machines. I don't know if you remember this shot or not, David, but last year someone in our party shot a bird, and it flew a quarter mile or more, and we could see it going up the side of a long sloping hill, and one of your fine short hairs followed that thing, tracked it all the way up there, picked it up and retrieved it, never dropped it once, brought that thing all the way back. Pretty stellar dog work you're going to find when you get up here. Do you remember that incident?
I do remember that, Billy, and that's what I enjoy. I enjoy showing the hunters good dog work, and the hunters are welcome to bring their own dogs, and we can hunt behind them. That's not a problem here at Spring Creek either. We enjoy using them and hunting behind them.
You bet. Hey, a couple of days ago, I had a couple of buddies join me on this hunt here at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Lodge just north of Pierce, South Dakota. I picked them up at the airport in Pierce. Not a problem. You can catch a flight and fly within 14 miles of this lodge.
That's right. Billy, just this year, we had United Express take over the service in the pier, and it has been exceptional.
Yeah.
We are so honored and so tickled to have United take over this service, and it's just easy to get to pier from anywhere in the United States now.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely it is. And by the way, if you want to be pampered a little bit and you want private jet service, the folks at Spring Creek can pick you up at your door and bring you right up here.
That's right, Billy. We do offer private jet service for any corporate groups or private groups that want to be really taken care of, and just an all-inclusive deal where we pick you up and bring you back right to your home airport, and everything is included. And it's a great time.
Yep. Hey, we're going to talk about the lodging a little bit later on, because Mama is going to like that. She's going to get pampered when she's here. And we're also going to talk about my favorite fish, smallmouth bass. The fishing on Oahu is just phenomenal, and the smallmouth fishing is through the roof over the past few years. We all saw Mark Daniels win that Bassmaster Elite tournament here a couple of summers ago when he went out there and was putting 20-pound bag after 20-pound bag on the scales every day. Hey, we're going to talk to you about that when we come back in a little bit. Hang on, David.
All right. Sounds good, Billy. Great to have you.
Come in off the porch. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
I'm so tickled that Purina Pro Plan sponsors this corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I've been partners with Purina Pro Plan for a long time, and I'm not talking about sponsoring the radio show. I'm talking about feeding my hard-working bird dogs. Since Purina Pro Plan became Purina Pro Plan, I've been a Pro Plan guy. There is absolutely no better fuel that you can feed your lovable lap dog or your hard-working bird dog. Pick up the ProPlan formula that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. They're in Kansas and Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. The family of Anthony Dush, 21 years old, St. Paul, Nebraska, is grieving. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission conservation officers and the Burwell dive team located and recovered his body November 8th, about 9 o'clock in the evening. Anthony had gone duck hunting on November 8th, along with a buddy. They were traveling across the lake when it capsized. The other hunter swam to a nearby cabin and called for help. Anthony didn't make it. Be careful, guys. Wear that life jacket. It's so important, especially in cold water. Preliminary numbers are in from the Missouri Department of Conservation, and they say that young hunters aged 6 through 15 harvested 18,158 deer during Minnesota's early youth portion of the 2019 deer season. That was 2 days, November 2 and 3. That's about 5,000 more deer than the kids harvested last year in Missouri. The monkeys have gone nuts in Uganda. Talking about chimpanzees, they're attacking people. It's a disturbing trend that has been going on for several years now. In 2014, a chimp fatally attacked a 2-year-old child, stealing the baby from its mother. Since then, there have been several other attacks on kids. 3 deaths, 6 additional injuries. Uganda. Hey, come see me at bbkoradio.com. Take a look at this video from a wild live trail camera up in Wyoming. They've edited together a greatest hits video, I guess you could say, of critters that they've captured on a trail camera this summer. BBKORadio.com. Pretty entertaining. Wolves, moose, elk, bears. Well, they made it official the other day. They signed the papers and sealed the deal. Major League Fishing now officially owns FLW. By the way, Major League Fishing has announced their 2020 Bass Pro Tour schedule, and boy, it's a big fish dandy. They're going to start on Eufaula, Alabama, February 7 through 12. Then February 21 through 26, Lake Okeechobee. March 13 through 18, Lake Fork, Texas. This will be fun when they go to Raleigh, North Carolina, April 3 through 8. They're going to fish Jordan Lake, Falls Lake, and Sharon Harris Reservoir, all three. Back to Florida, May 15 through 20, the Kissimmee Chain. One of my all-time favorites. June 5 through 10, Lake Winnebago, Butte des Morts, and Green Lake, Neenah, Wisconsin. The giant smallmouth capital of the world, St. Lawrence River, Ogdensburg, New York, June 26 through July 1st. And then the 8th and final stop will be on Lake Champlain, Burlington, Vermont, July 21 through 26. I don't care what those MLF boys do next year, how big their fish are, or how many they catch. None of them will be any happier than 8-year-old Sophie Agizi. She has the new catch-and-release Girard Rainbow Trout record, Lake Pend, Orville, Idaho. 36.5-inch monster. She's on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. I don't know for sure, but I bet that fella grinning real big next to her is Daddy. Congratulations to Danielle Wilson, owner of NewZealandHunting.com. She is Dallas Safari Club's 2020 Outfitter of the Year. She'll receive her award at the DSC Convention Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. The really smart folks at Purina Pro Plan have come up with various formulas of Pro Plan to meet the needs of various dogs, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or physical limitations of your dog. There's a Pro Plan specifically built for them. Pick up the Purina Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Somebody shooting the mule deer illegally in Montana. These aren't hunters, these are thieves, criminals. And Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks wardens are diligently trying to find the criminal that shot that mule deer and then dumped it off Willow Creek Road east of Corvallis, right there in the Bitterroot Valley. A beautiful 4x4 buck shot, killed on location, and then discarded down a steep slope. No meat was taken, nothing harvested from the deer, left to waste. Two mule deer bucks shot and killed on private property near the end of Charlie's Gulch Road, east of Hamilton, Montana. Both shot and abandoned just off the road. Only a small portion of meat was taken from one of the deer. The rest of both left to waste. If you were in either of these areas recently and saw something that made you scratch your head a little, 1-800-TIP-MONT, M-O-N-T.
Hey everybody, it's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey Billy, get off the stage. I'm the MC.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissin, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9 through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's premier shotgun range. Conveniently located on West Loop A20, we're minutes from anywhere in the west of Plex. Do you need to raise funds for a local charity, or would you like to get your customers and clients together? We specialize in hosting events that do just that. Sporting Clay is the new golf, and we want to be your event destination. Offering two 12-station Sporting Clay courses, the largest 5-stand in Texas, and a spacious event pavilion, lean on us to get your group together. Shotgun shooting open to the public or with a membership. Find all the details at DefenderOutdoors.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials.
All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin, and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
Shh! I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at BigGame.org.
I bet a lot of you guys are familiar with the great work that Heroes on the Water does. I don't know how many years they've been around now, but a long time, and they were at the forefront of using the fly rod and the piece of fishing to help our wounded warriors heal. And boy, have they grown nationwide and getting stronger every year. And through all of these years, they've never had a gala, a get-together, but they're going to change that. They're going to do it. And it's going to be in Dallas at the Omni Hotel on February 8th, 2020, 6 p.m. They're going to have some Dallas Cowboy greats there. Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and former Dallas Maverick Dirk Nowitzki. They're putting together a tremendous auction and a terrific night to raise money for their mission, Heroes on the Water. A night to salute our monumental heroes, February 8th. If you'd like more info, bbkoradio.com. Hey, we're here and have been all week in one of our favorite places on planet Earth, and that is just north of Pierre, South Dakota at Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort. In the summertime, we fish for walleye and hard-fighting giant smallmouth. It's an incredible fishery, Lake Oahe. Lake Sharps, too, just below Pier on the Missouri River. But when we come up in November, it's all about the pheasants with prairie chickens and sharp-tailed grouse thrown in as a bonus. We've gotten into them this week. And through the years, I've had occasion to hunt with Mark Hogan over at Broken Arrow Farms. Mark runs a preserve. And I know a lot of you get a bad taste in your mouth because there are some bad preserves out there. Folks that don't do it right. I don't blame you. Those places are no fun. The birds won't fly. A lot of times it's just a little limited patch of ground, maybe a couple of hundred acres. And they're 100% pen-raised birds. I've had a totally different experience and the best preserve experience I've ever had at a place called Broken Arrow Farms. I've got Broken Arrow's owner, Mark Hogan, on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line right now to talk about it a little bit. Mark, welcome to the show. It's sure good to have you.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about a preserve. I think a lot of guys have a negative connotation or a negative thought when they think about preserve hunting. They go to South Dakota and they just want to hunt wild pheasants. Well, I've been down that road and I've walked many, many miles trying to find that next wild pheasant. So it could be a really tough hunt some years. But if you preserve properly, man, you can throw a wild bird experience out there that's just unmatched anywhere. And you guys do a really good job of that at Broken Arrow. And that all starts with your habitat. It's amazing the habitat that you guys have. It's important to you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, habitat's really the key and the backbone of you know, a successful operation, as you describe. You know, to run a preserve, if you just take release birds and throw them out there before a hunt and don't have the sustainable habitat to have those birds survive, you're going to have the typical preserve hunt that people are familiar with, maybe over in the eastern, you know, part of the United States, where you just a put and take type hunt. But if you have sustainable habitat where those birds can survive, then really what you're doing is, by releasing birds, you're just adding to, you know, what nature is going to provide there for you. So as you've witnessed yourself, when you hunt at our place, it's really hard to distinguish between birds that have been released and birds that are truly wild birds. So that's, I guess, the end goal for us is when we have hunters here to have a hunt that they cannot make that distinguished decision about, well, was that bird released or was it a wild bird? So, and yeah, it all starts with habitat. It all starts with what you can provide for the birds.
Your habitat there at Broken Arrow Farms is so good, and I made comment the other day. We came over and hunted with you the other day and have just had a tremendous day. One of the best pheasant hunts of my life there at Broken Arrow, and I made the comment to David Heelan. He and I were running around together over there that, you know, this habitat is so strong, so good, and well cared for that not only are your birds going to stay here, but wild birds from your neighbors around you are going to come join you, and I bet you see a lot of that.
Yeah, and you witnessed that just because of the timing of your hunt is just due to the weather this year. The harvest was late around here, and, you know, once that harvest took place, which was just in the last couple weeks, all the surrounding birds come in here because it is the only food source and escape cover source, you know, in the area. So now with the cold temperatures setting in, you know, we have the thick grasses, we have the thick shelter belts, you know, we have the cattail sloughs. Those are the things that the birds look for in the wintertime. So all those birds congregate here in the winter, and then that just carries right into spring, where you got all those hens on your place in the spring, which, you know, makes for a great wild hatch next year.
Yeah, we made a pass through some crops that you had there specifically for the pheasants. This is not harvest stuff. This is for the pheasants habitat. And we're looking out ahead of us as we push, and about 200 birds got up ahead of us out there, and we shot a lot of birds. There were 200 more still in that strip. And I'm looking at those birds, and about 80% of them were hens. Folks, he's not up there releasing hens. He's releasing pheasants, and these released birds are replacement birds for birds that you shoot, and that's how you maintain your preserve status, correct?
Correct. In order, the way the rules in South Dakota work is basically for every bird you harvest, every rooster you harvest, you must have had that bird replaced prior to harvest. So if you shoot 1,000 birds, you have to have released 1,000 birds prior to harvesting those. So, that's one of the rules to be a preserve status. And the reason we elected to go preserve status is it allows our hunters to take advantage of a longer season, a longer day to hunt, because you don't have to start at noon and 10 like the normal state season. Plus, your bag limit is it's not 3 birds like it is with the state season. So guys that travel out of state like yourself, you know, if they want to show up and shoot 10 birds instead of 3, they can do that. And that's, you know, part of the only way you can do that in South Dakota is be a preserve.
You know, as a bird dog guy, I have walked, I don't know how many hundreds of miles in West Texas and Montana and all over the U.S. chasing wild birds with my bird dogs. But it's also really, really nice to go to a place like Broken Arrow Farms and let someone else handle the dogs, feed the dogs, put up the dogs, retrieve the birds, clean the birds, feed me lunch, ride me around. All I have to do is shoot and smile. That's a really nice break, and man, a lot of fun, Mark. Had a blast at your place. What a beautiful place.
Well, appreciate that. And, gosh, now that you describe all the things I did for you, I probably didn't charge you enough.
That's why I called you after I left instead of talking in person. hey, Mark, good to talk to you. And if folks want to take a closer look at Broken Arrow Farms, South Dakota, where can they go?
Well, a couple things. One is best information nowadays is the Internet, of course, and huntbrokenarrow.com is our website. And that'll give people all the information they need to know, prices and all that stuff, and then all the contact information for myself and, you know, anyone you need to contact is there. So that's usually the best place to start.
Good morning. This is General Leroy Sisco. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool. And I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. Teske's Outdoors is located just west of Weatherford on the south side of I-20. And we are a must stop for gift ideas with the outdoorsman or woman in your life in mind. With thousands of guns from top names like Smith & Wesson, Browning, and Beretta, we have a huge selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns. The perfect fit for your outdoor passions. Plus everything you'll need in the world of ammo, optics, gun cleaning, and storage. And a full line of clothing for the hunter or fisher in the family. From Sitka, Under Armour, The North Face, Patagonia, Kool, Free Fly, Howler, and Ariat. And we can help you call in everything from elk to turkeys with top-of-the-line names like Primos. At Teske's Outdoors, we even teach hunter safety and CHL classes. Shop us online from any place at teskesoutdoors.com. That's T-E-S-K-E-Y-S outdoors.com. Teske's Outdoors is right on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfork Resort Trout Dock in Norfork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands.
It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places, your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
I always enjoy looking through the mail, seeing who's writing, who's listening, where you're listening, catching the show. Got a note from Marshall Tillman this week. He says, "Hey, I ran into Gary Klein yesterday at a convenience store. What a super nice guy." Gary, of course, one of our pros here at BBKO Radio, 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer, co-founder of Major League Fishing. And yes, what a treat to be around this guy. Just as down-to-earth, good guy. Glad you met him, Marshall. Glad you guys got along. Marshall says he went trot lining a couple of weeks ago, and the stars must have been aligned just right. He's got plenty of catfish for the company Christmas gathering now. Keith Lyons is out on the West Coast, somewhere between Southern California and Northern Washington. Not real sure where he catches the show, but he does every Saturday morning on the West Coast. Keep up the solid performance, Keith says. Thanks, Keith. Greatly appreciate your encouraging words. Doug Phillips, San Antonio, Texas, thank you for providing not only great entertainment, but information that makes the outdoor experience even more enjoyable. Thanks, Doug. Joe Nisdo, not sure where you catch the show, Joe, but thanks for the note. He says, love the show and the bragging board. Kim Hick Haas says, I love listening to BBKO early Saturday mornings. I've certainly learned a lot, plus I enjoy the warmth and family friendliness. And Mary Catherine Meek in New Mexico says, I sure have enjoyed listening to your radio shows. I don't hunt or fish, but enjoy the outdoors and your stories about your hunting and fishing adventures. Thanks, Mary Catherine. Hey, why don't you drop us a note? Let us know where you're listening. BBKORadio.com. When you visit Pierre, South Dakota, do yourself a favor and drop in on a little place called Steamboat. Caleb Gilkerson owns Steamboat. I've got him with me now. Caleb, I figure if I'm going to hunt pheasants in South Dakota, the best place to stop in for a visit and a little information, inside information, is the guy that plucks all of those birds, cleans all those birds. What are bird numbers like? You seeing a bunch?
You know, we've been checking in a lot of threes.
Yeah.
So that means that's a lot of limits. You hear a little bit of populations being down in certain locations, but it's really localized to a small region. So
yeah,
the majority of them, there's a lot of birds out there. The crops are out. The weather's incredible.
Yeah.
and all the forces have aligned to make it a really nice hunting season.
Yeah, it really has. Nesting cover was really good in the spring and so on and so forth, and they had a really good, after a super year last year, another really good year this past year. So if you want to come to South Dakota, it's a good year to do that. You have a very unique business. Tell folks what you do.
Well, we process wild game, so our slogan's just shoot it. We take care of the rest, and we do everything from, you know, skinning pheasants, plucking, smoking pheasants. We do a lot of salmon smoking, big game with the elk and deer,
yeah,
and making all our own sausages. And then in the summer months when we shut down on that, then we convert over and we're a full dive shop.
Oh, okay, yeah. Lake Oahe, a perfect place for a diver. Crystal clear water and deep.
Yep, and a guy like me, there isn't a lot of game to process during the summer, so it works out perfect.
Yeah, it's a good, it keeps you in business year-round in South Dakota and a place you love to be, so that's perfect. What do you do with those hundreds of millions of thousands of feathers that you guys pluck from pheasants every year? What do you do with all those?
You know, we try to find homes for most of them. We'll gather up and save tail feathers every day that we give out to, you know, everything from the floral shops in town to anyone that comes in and asks somebody for a wedding. Hunters, a lot of hunters like to take them back for their wives, etc.
Yeah.
And we don't
prove that they really were hunting.
I think that's really what they're going for. But if you keep that war front happy, see, they're in good shape.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we do a lot of them where we save them and they decorate a tree at the Capitol this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, the vast majority of the feathers just end up going into the dump.
Feather heaven.
Feather heaven.
You've got a lot of stuffed pillows, feather mattresses, I'm sure, everything need there. Hey, do most people, I prefer smoked pheasants, skin on, plucked birds, and smoke them. Do most people want you to pluck them or skin them?
The vast majority go with skinning them, but that's because the price is lower to do them skinned. You're seeing a huge movement towards having them skinned and just breasted. That's becoming a real big deal.
Okay, very good. You've had people, you smoke pheasants, they're fabulous, just fabulous. When you smoke those pheasants, they're so good. You've got a real art there, a real talent. You've shipped those rascals all over the planet, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, literally.
Where have you sent your smoked pheasants?
Well, you know, it seemed to me we sent the majority of them that kind of touched me were going off into where all our soldiers are.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, whether they were in Kandahar or whatever part of the desert.
Yeah. And they would get a little touch of home with a smoked pheasant.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But literally, hunters and even non-hunters that love your smoked pheasant in countries all over the world call and say, hey, Caleb, send me a pheasant or two.
Yes, we send them all over Europe, and it's pretty astounding what they'll spend to get one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're more than happy to ship them one.
Absolutely. Yep.
Hey, if someone wants to come up and dive with you this summer, give us a website, give us a little info so we can get that trip lined up.
You know, it's also on steamboatgf.com, and we do packages every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mostly dive shops book us up and bring their crews here, but we do a 3-day package where we dive in the river and then spear for walleye and smallmouth and whatever else we can find for the next 2 days.
You're seeing some really healthy smallmouth bass now in Lake Oahe, aren't you?
Yes.
They're on the grow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We had a lot of days. We averaged a 4-pound average.
Wow.
On 5 of them per person.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's pretty amazing. Steamboat is the name of the place, the busiest little house in South Dakota. Keep it going.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Caleb Gilkerson and Steamboat, here, South Dakota. Hey, we've got just enough time before the coffee break to slip one state over to the east, Minnesota, and hear from one of our BBKO radio pros. Tom Dockin is going to help us build a better bird dog. Tom?
Hey, Bill, I got a quick one for you. Boy, this is a great little tip. I learned this years ago. Have you ever been skunked during a hunting outing? And I don't mean skunk like you didn't get anything. I mean skunk, as in smelling like a skunk. This happens to a lot of people who are out there in the wild. I know it's happened to me on many occasions, and I'm sure I'm not over that. Some dogs just can't avoid, just can't leave those skunks alone. I'm going to give you a little formula to get your dog smelling good again. Back in the day, a lot of people said, well, let's just use tomato juice. Well, my experience with that is you just had a dog that smelled like skunk and tomato juice. So here's a little formula. You want to get 2 gallons of water, and you take 1 gallon, and you rinse off the area where your dog has been sprayed. In a lot of cases, it's going to be in the head or the chest area as they're checking that skunk out. Rinse that down really good. Now, to the other gallon of water, I want you to add 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/4 cup of baking soda, and then a squirt of dishwashing soap. Now, shake that up really good. Work that into your dog's fur really well. Lather that up. Now, you're going to have to let your dog stand there with that on for about a 20-minute period. Let that really get a chance to work in. Now, rinse all of that off. And, boy, that first time you do that, you're going to go, oh, boy, that really is a trick. If you have a little hint of skunk left, go ahead, just repeat the process one more time. But I got to tell you what, this is a lifesaver when you got to travel with that dog in your vehicle at the end of the day of a hunt. That's your Doc and Dog Training tip of the day. If you'd like to find Dachen products, you can go to Dachen.com or a dealer near you.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with 3 other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at VineyardsCampground.com. See you soon.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit JoshuaCreek.com. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist.
Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
We haven't missed a fall pheasant hunt in South Dakota at Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort in about a decade. It is the perfect pheasant hunt, year in and year out, and boy, a big part of that thanks goes to our hosts, David and Angela Heelan. Here at Spring Creek, David rejoins me now. David, the Spring Creek Lodge is 14 miles north of Pierce, South Dakota, which is far removed from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but close enough to Pierce, the capital of South Dakota, that, hey, if you need to run to Walmart, whatever, you've got everything you need.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Billy. It's still a small-town atmosphere. Pierce only has a population of 12,000, the second smallest state capital in the United States, but we're close enough to get any amenities that we need, but far enough off the beaten path where you can really appreciate the nature and the scenery and the lake and what we have to offer here at Spring Creek.
I came up here and started fishing for walleye, I don't know, about 8 or 9 years ago now, David, and on that first trip, John Cooper took me smallmouth bass fishing, and that day my life changed. And I've watched the smallmouth in this lake mature and grow until Lake Owyhee is one of the finest smallmouth lakes you're going to find anywhere, anywhere.
That's right, Billy. Just great, great smallmouth bass fishing. You know, it's nothing to go out and catch a limit of 4, 5, 6 pound smallmouths here on Lake Owyhee.
You guys first became famous for the walleye, though, and you're still famous for the walleye.
That's right. All you locals and most people around here all fish for walleye to eat. One of the best eating fish anywhere. So, you know, you've got a lot of sport fishing up here, but you also got walleye fishing, and you catch some pretty good-sized walleye up here also.
Yep, we've got one hanging on the wall in our home that my wife Robin, caught right out here, not far from Spring Creek Marina, right here on the water. If you want to come up, it's turnkey. The rooms, let's talk about them a little bit, are a place that your wife, your daughter, your kids, your family, your mom is going to love coming back to again because it is totally relaxing.
Oh yeah, our cabins, Billy, set right on a lake, and we have anywhere from one bedroom up to four bedroom cabins, all with porches overlooking the lake, and central heating, air, Wi-Fi, television, all the comforts of home. And just a beautiful atmosphere.
Yeah, and ladies, there is a private, and men appreciate this too, there is a private bathroom in those four-bedroom cabins, a private bathroom in each of those bedrooms, a big screen TV individually in each of those bedrooms, as well as a community room right in the middle where everybody likes to get together. But when you want that quiet time, private time, you have that as well. And then they all have a great front porch overlooking a painting that no master painter could put together, and that is Lake Owyhee and the surrounding hills that make up this beautiful part of the world.
Lake Owyhee is one of the best kept secrets in the United States.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous lake. When you leave this marina or this lodge and you go around the point, Billy, and hit the main body of water, you go back in time 100 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And some of my very best friends are professional anglers. Gary Klein fell in love with this lake when he came up here and pre-fished it. He said, "I've never seen anything like this, Billy." He said, I pulled up on some fish, and I sat there for 25 minutes and caught smallmouth bass on every single cast. He said, "I moved to another spot for half an hour and I caught smallmouth bass on every single cast." It's a phenomenal fishery, and your family's going to love it. You don't even have to fool with the boat. You offer full guide service.
That's right, Billy. If you want to come up and fish for walleye or fish for smallmouth bass or fish for northern pike or fish for all three of them, you know, during your time up here, we have some of the best guides in the area that work here out of Spring Creek, and they take care of everything for you.
You're booking for next year now, right? Folks can go ahead and take a look at you online and make a decision.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For this spring, for the summer fishing season, we're already booking. And it's if you want to make the trip up here and stay at Spring Creek, it's getting time to make that booking. And if you come during the prime times of June or July, you'll want to try to make that booking before the first of the year.
If you want to hunt pheasants this year, it's too late. You guys are full up.
Yeah, it's a little late in the season now. Billy, I don't have a day off between now and the 1st of December. So,
yeah.
We're actually booked full for this year. But, you know, if you want to get a head start, it's not too early to go ahead and think about that and pick your dates out for next year's pheasant hunt, because we will book full again.
Yep, it'll happen, and it'll happen quick. So, you know, we're talking first quarter of the year. Get your buddies together, decide when you want to come up. You guys have a ton of corporate groups that come up and buddy groups that come up every year in pheasant hunt.
Oh, yeah, our return clientele, I think we're about 82% return clientele now. And they come up year after year, and we do our best to take care of them and put them on birds.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you think about it, you take that corporate partner or that good client to the golf course, you've got him or her out there for about 6 hours. You have their ear for about 6 hours. You bring them up here and put a smile on their face with 200 pheasants getting up in the air right in front of them at one time, and then you walk a little further in another wave. You put that smile on their face about 3 days, and you get a little business done. You know, they get happy.
That's right. There's nothing better than a great hunt out in the prairies of South Dakota.
Yeah. Hey, I know it's probably not rock solid right now, but any shows? I know you guys in the off season, which is very short, visit some trade shows around. Any place folks might look for you, and where can we find you online?
Online, you can find us at springcreeksd.com. Springcreeksd.com. We will be at the Omaha show. We will be at Pheasants Fest in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That's the only two shows I know of right now, Billy. We'll probably do a couple others down in Georgia.
Okay.
But that's the only two we have booked at this time, and then the other two will be two Georgia shows. So.
Yeah. I love this place. My wife Robin does too, and we've been coming up here for years. It's so convenient. You pull up, you park your truck, you put your keys on the dresser drawer, chest of drawers, and you're done. David and Angela and the crew take care of you from there. Your meals, your lodging, the bar, the hunt truck picks you up right at your door. Everything's within walking distance right here. And like your sign says, up the road there, just drop your stress right here, because you're here to smile and have fun, catch fish, and shoot pheasants.
That's exactly right, Billy. We are in a no-stress zone, and that's the way we like it here at Spring Creek.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it again today. We're going to go shoot pheasants again today. Give us the website one more time so folks can see where we are and what we're doing.
Okay, Billy, find us on the web at www.springcreeksd.com.
Hey, David, thanks. Let me wrap up things here, and I'll meet you at the truck, and we'll go chase pheasants again today. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camphouse today, and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.